Isn't it amazing how in life we find out that there's things that seem so hard, but when we do just turn them over to God, He's able to work in them and bring peace and healing and comfort. And things may not turn out exactly as we want them to. Thank you for sharing that, Gary. Take a look around you. Look at the people. What do you see? Who do you see? Do they all look alike? Some are old, some are young, men and women, boys and girls, people with black hair, blondes, brunettes, some with no hair at all. Some have glasses, some don't. Some have blue eyes, brown eyes, green eyes. As you can see, God created each one of us to be different. Even if you're a twin, you're still unique and different. God likes variety, and He created us all to be special and show a part of God's character, because God dwells in each one of us. While we're all different, our scripture reading tells us that we have the same purpose. We are to work together. We are to serve together and learn about God together and tell other people about God together. Doing it all together is so important. Paul says that working together is very important. Jesus thinks working together is so important that just before He left to go back to heaven, He prayed for the church and for His children. That's you and I. He prayed that we would work together. He prayed that just like He and God the Father are one, but different, and they work together, we would also work together, even though we are different. Unity doesn't mean that we're always going to think alike. It doesn't mean that we're going to have the same opinion on everything. God made us all different for a reason. However, we're still going to have the same purpose, and that we will work together for the common good, the good of the entire body of Christ. Not just little fragments, our own age group, or those we agree with, but everybody. When we are loving God and loving each other as community, we will work together to glorify God. God created us to be good at different things. And there's not one of us that is good at everything. Now, I know there are some people that will tell you they are good at every single thing they ever try. And that they know everything there is to know about everything. I've met a lot of those people. They know it all. But trust me, there are things they don't know. This is how God created each one of us to have our own special abilities. And God wanted it to be this way so we would all need to work together, so things would work out to be the best. Even more than this, God reminds us that Or Paul reminds us that God gave us each spiritual gifts. Paul says that understanding spiritual gifts is important for the body of Christ. What is a spiritual gift? A spiritual gift is a special ability that God gave to you to be used by you with the help of the Holy Spirit to make the church a better church, to bring honor and glory to God. It means that God designed each one of us each one of you, to do something special in the body of Christ, the church. But here's the thing. We all have a special spiritual gift, and God designed you in a special way to use your gift. If you don't know your gift, or if you're not using it, then the church is missing out. You miss out, and God misses out by not having the part happen that He made for you. No one of us has all the gifts. And this is also how God made it. God made it that we need to rely on each other as a community so that all of our gifts can work together as a community. If parts decide to stop working, then our community, our church, suffers. God designed this community so that it would be at its best when we're all working together. When we serve together as a community, everyone wins. You and I are part of a community that is doing what God planned for it to do. And it makes it a lot of fun as we glorify God. God made you and I to be a part of a bigger plan. We're going to look at a clip from Finding Nemo.